आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू विजिट बिहार एंड वेस्ट बंगाल टुडे टू लॉन्च मल्टीपल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स। इंडियन रेलवेज टू ऑपरेट 380 गणपति स्पेशल ट्रेन्स टू इंश्योर स्मूथ एंड कंफर्टेबल ट्रैवल During festive season. ISRO says India's maiden manned space mission, Gaganyaan, to conduct its first test flight in December this year. Election Commission appoints two observers for vice presidential poll. Scrutiny of nominations to take place today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. And 17-year-old Shikara boy Mohsin Ali wins first gold medal at Khelo India Water Sports Festival in Srinagar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal today. Our correspondent reports that in Bihar, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 13,000 crore rupees at Gaya at around 11 a.m.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of several projects that are expected to boost economic activities, strengthen infrastructure and promote tourism in Bihar. With the construction of the 6-lane Mukamma Simaria Bridge over the Ganga River, agriculture-based industries as well as other industrial development around the Baroni refinery and nearby areas will gain momentum. This bridge has made commuting between North and South Bihar much easier. After addressing the program in Bodh Gaya, the Prime Minister will also visit Simaria to see this mega bridge. Local residents have urged the government to name the bridge after the national poet Ramdhari Singh Dinkar, who was born in this region. In view of the rise in cancer cases in the state, the newly constructed Bhabha Cancer Research Institute in Muzaffarpur will help provide better treatment facilities to the people. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, Mr. Modi will also facilitate housewarming for more than 16,000 beneficiaries. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai from Patna, Yashasvi Kirial, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In West Bengal, the Prime Minister will flag off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in Kolkata at around 4 p.m. Further, he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Mr. Modi said that West Bengal is eagerly looking towards the BJP with hope because of its development agenda. In a social media post, he said that with each passing day, public anger against the Trinamool Congress is increasing in the state. West Bengal government has taken disciplinary action against 5 officials for irregularities in the voter list. 4 officials, including 2 West Bengal civil service officers, have been suspended. A contractual data entry operator has also been suspended in this connection. This disciplinary action was taken against them on the orders of the Election Commission. FIRs have not been lodged against all the officials as per the orders of the Commission. State Chief Secretary Manoj Pant had met the full bench of the Commission in Delhi recently and promised to implement disciplinary action against those officials by yesterday. Indian Railways has announced 380 Ganapati special train trips to ensure smooth and comfortable travel for devotees and passengers during the festive season. More from our correspondent.
The Central Railway will operate the highest number of 296 services addressing the heavy festival travel demand in Maharashtra and the Konkan region. Western Railway will operate 56 Ganpati special trips, Konkan Railway 6 trips and Southwestern Railway 22 trips. The detailed schedule of special trains is available on the IRCTC website, Rail One app and computerized PRS. The halts of Ganpati special trains serving over Konkan Railway also can see on website. Bhavana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
ISRO chairman V. Narayanan has said that India's maiden manned space mission Gaganyaan will conduct its first test flight in December this year. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan said that Gaganyaan is progressing well as 80% tests or around 7,700 tests have been conducted so far.
And this year we have declared the Gaganyaan year. By December, we are going to have the first unmanned G1 mission. And the Vayomitra, the half humanoid is going to fly in that.
In another 2 to 3 months, we are going to have a 6,500 kg communication satellite of USA going to be launched using our launch vehicle. And till today, 433 satellites of 34 countries are done from India.
Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that nearly 2 crore 80 lakh women of the country have become Lakhpati Didis. Addressing the Karmchari Sankalp Sammelan in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had set a target of creating 3 crore Lakhpati Didis. He said many of these women have become self-reliant and some are even advancing to become millionaire Didis. Union Minister of Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, has said that 9% of coal import has decreased from last year. Launching the 13th round of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Reddy said that the demand for coal in the country has been consistently rising with the nation's growing energy requirements. The minister highlighted that 134 mines auctioned across 12 rounds have attracted investments worth 41,600 crore rupees and generated over 3.5 lakh jobs. Mr. Reddy said that the 13th round introduced 14 coal blocks, further reducing reliance on imports and conserving foreign exchange.
जो 12th राउंड का कोल एक्शंस का बिडर्स है उनको अपॉइंटमेंट लेटर दिया गया अलॉटमेंट लेटर दूसरा 13th राउंड का कोल ब्लॉक्स का ऑक्शन का काम शुरू किया है लगातार इस विषय पर अलग अलग जगह हमारा मिनिस्ट्री के द्वारा रोड शो करेंगे
यूनियन होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह विल विजिट तमिलनाडु टुडे ही विल बी अटेंडिंग द पार्टी मीटिंग ऑफ बूथ कमिटीज एट तिरुनेलवेली एज अ सिक्योरिटी मेजर फॉर हिज विजिट फ्लाइंग ऑफ ड्रोन्स एंड यूएवीज हैव बीन prohibited till 10 p.m. at Tirunelveli district. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Election Commission of India has appointed 2 observers for the upcoming vice presidential election. Additional Secretary of Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Sushil Kumar Luhani, and Additional Secretary of Ministry of Finance, D. Anandan, have been appointed as observers. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. The vice president is elected by an electoral college which consists of the members of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The National Democratic Alliance has chosen C.P. Radhakrishnan as its vice presidential candidate, while the opposition India Bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. The scrutiny of nominations will take place today. The nominations can be withdrawn till the 25th of this month. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow during his 3-day visit to Russia. He also held talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov yesterday and reviewed the bilateral agenda while exchanging views on regional and global developments. India and Russia vowed to expand their bilateral trade in a balanced and sustainable manner. Addressing a joint press conference with his Russian counterpart after talks, Dr. Jaishankar underlined the need to swiftly address non-tariff barriers and regulatory impediments.
The relations between India and Russia have been among the steadiest of the major relationships in the world after the Second World War. Geopolitical convergence, leadership contacts, and popular sentiment remain its key drivers. We reaffirmed our shared ambition to expand bilateral trade in a balanced and sustainable manner, including by increasing India's exports to Russia. This requires swiftly addressing non-tariff barriers and regulatory impediments.
During their talks, Dr. Jaishankar and Mr. Lavrov also deliberated on ways to combat terrorism. The Punjab Police's cyber crime wing has busted an interstate mule account racket involved in duping thousands of people of crores of rupees across the country. 4 persons running the racket have been arrested in coordination with the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, I4C, of the Ministry of Home Affairs. Police have also recovered cash amounting to 10.96 lakh rupees, 9 mobile phones, 32 debit cards and 15 bank passbooks from the accused. Our correspondent reports that a mule account is a bank account used by criminals to receive, transfer or launder illicit funds without the knowledge or sometimes with the complicity of the account holder.
Special Director General of Punjab Police Cyber Crime Department Ms. V. Nirja said the racket was involved in obtaining bank accounts, especially from economically weaker sections, in lieu of money. They used the accounts to transfer fraudulent funds acquired through various cyber crimes. They were actively operating this criminal ecosystem through social media for the last 2 years, using hundreds of mule accounts from different banks across Punjab to transfer illicit money abroad through cryptocurrency exchanges. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has revealed the Aadhaar-based authentication framework for cooperative banks. In a statement, the Ministry of Electronics and IT yesterday said that over 380 cooperative banks will leverage Aadhaar services under the new UIDAI framework and will ensure financial inclusion. And now, news from the world of sports.
The first ever Khelo India Water Sports Festival began on a high note in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir, with 17-year-old local Shikarawala boy Mohsin Ali winning the first gold medal yesterday. Mohsin, who rose Shikaras on Dal Lake, won the men's 1,000-meter kayaking race, beating competitors from Odisha and Madhya Pradesh. In the other events, Vishal Kumar from Uttar Pradesh claimed gold in the men's 1,000-meter canoe singles. In the women's 200-meter canoe singles, Odisha's Rasmita Sahu won gold. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia inaugurated the event via video message. The opening ceremony was attended by several dignitaries, including Jammu and Kashmir's Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. The three-day festival, running until tomorrow, features over 500 athletes from 28 states and union territories. Now we have from the Under-20 World Wrestling Championships 2025, where India added two more medals, with Reena and Priya Malik winning silver in their categories. Meanwhile, Kajal, a 2024 Cadet World Champion and reigning Under-20 Asian champion, stormed into the women's 72kg final after two dominant wins. So far, India's medal count at the championships now stands at 5, including 1 gold and 4 silver. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Sports Desk, Akashwani.
Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, has urged the citizens across the country to dedicate 1 hour to fitness and play on the National Sports Day to be observed on the 29th of August. The day commemorates the birth anniversary of hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, East Rajasthan, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Odisha, Uttarakhand and Madhya Pradesh today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Maharashtra, Punjab and Sikkim are also likely to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. Taking a swipe at the Trump administration from Moscow, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said he was perplexed by additional U.S. tariff over energy imports from Russia, as U.S. told India to stabilize energy market and buy Russian oil, writes the Indian Express. Chinese envoy to India has been quoted in Hindustan Times as saying that China will stand with India against trade bullies. The top headline in the Tribune reads, GOM backs two slab structure for GST, opposition flags revenue loss. Parliament has passed a bill to ban all forms of online money games and promote e-sports and online social gaming, writes the Pioneer. And finally, the Supreme Court is set to pronounce today the order on a plea to state's direction to permanently relocate stray dogs from streets to shelters in Delhi NCR, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Bihar and West Bengal today to launch multiple development projects. Indian Railways to operate 380 Ganapati special trains to ensure smooth and comfortable travel during festive season. ISRO says India's maiden manned space mission Gaganyaan to conduct its first test flight in December this year. Election Commission appoints two observers for vice presidential poll. Scrutiny of nominations to take place today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar calls on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. And 17-year-old Shikara boy Mohsin Ali wins first gold medal at Khelo India Water Sports Festival in Srinagar. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.go.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.